We shall continue with the study of the books of Acts.
我们读过《使徒行传》的人都知道。
For those of us who have read the book of Acts, I'm sure you know this.
就是当时主耶稣吩咐门徒要留在耶路撒冷等候圣灵的降临。
At that moment, the disciples were commanded by the Lord Jesus to stay at Jerusalem and to wait upon the Holy Spirit.
因此，许多的门徒就聚集在一起呢，祷告等候。
So there were a group of disciples who were patiently waiting upon the Lord.
大家知道有多少人吗
？You know how many of them there were waiting there?
当时有120位门徒祷告等候圣灵的降临。
There were 120 disciples waiting patiently on the Lord.
请大家来读《使徒行传》一章十四到十五节。
Let's read the book of Acts chapter 1:14-15.
请这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄都同心合意的恒切祷告。那时有许多人聚会，约有120名。彼得就在弟兄中间站起来。
Let's read the word of God together. Verse 14. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group of men numbering about 120.
请注意十四节的最后一句话。
Take a look at verse 14.
都同心合意的恒切祷告。
They were all joined together constantly in prayer.
这给我们很好的提醒。
This gives a very good reminder.
所以我们大家要常常奉主的名一起同心的祷告。
It means that all of us must join together and frequently and constantly.Pray together.
不仅为你个人的需要祷告。
Not only just pray for yourself and your own needs.
你的工作、你的孩子祷告。
And pray for your work, pray for your family and children.
同时要为着教会的复兴来祷告。
But at the same time, pray for the revival of our church.
因为我们都盼望我们的教会能够大大的复兴起来。
Because we look forward to one day when our church will be revived.
同一个人请说
Those who agree, Amen.
这是我们的期盼。
This is our hope.
神把我们放在一起，一定有神的美意。
When the Lord put us together, there must be a reason.
神要我们的教会能够成长，能够强壮起来。
The Lord wants our church to grow healthily.
而且神既然是我们的天父
Since God is our Heavenly Father,
父亲当然很喜欢孩子来到他的面前倾心吐意啊。
Surely the father would love to have the children come before them and speak forth that whatever is in their heart.
牧师早上起来第一件事情就是为每一位弟兄姐妹祷告。
Every morning when I wake up, I pray for every brother and sisters.
为每一个孩子每一个家庭祷告。
Pray for every child, pray for every family.
把大家的需要带到神的面前。
I bring forth all the needs of all our needs.For the Lord.
我们相信我们的神都垂听我们的祷告。
I'm sure our Lord will listen to our prayer.
按照他的旨意来成全。
And according to His will, it will be.
所以我们大家要一起加油。
So let us work together.
我们真的是要我爱我家，同心建造。
Let us really say have this in our mind that we love this family, we love our church, and let us work together.
我们大家都爱这个大家庭，这个教会。
Do we love this big family of ours?
那就要同心的、合一的、团结的一起来建造、建造这个教会。
Let us build our church together.
好，我们互相鼓励一下，好吗？
Yes.Encourage one another.
跟你隔壁桌的人说，我爱我家，同心建造。好，我们
鼓励一下。I love my church, and let us build our church together.
我爱我家，同心建造。
同心建造。Let's build our church together.
我们大家要有信心，一起努力来建造神给我们的教会。
Let us have that faith, the faith that will move us together, so that we can unite and pray for our church and help rebuild the church.
因为我们在《使徒行传》里面，我们看见。
because in the books of Acts we can see one thing.
就是当时门徒不断的有恒的在祷告的时候。
We can see that the disciples were frequently and firmly praying for church.
果然奇妙的事情就发生了。
And indeed we see marvelous things happening.
请大家来读二章的一到四节。
Let's take a look at chapter 2 verses 1 to 4.
啊，让我们的心整个进到那个经文里面去。
Let our heart go deep into the word of God.
一起来，请。五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一起。突然，从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所住的屋子。又有蛇头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人的头上。他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话。
Let's read it together. Verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the roaring of violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole church where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
请注意第一节。
Let's look at one, pay attention to verse 1.
啊，说到五旬节到了。
It talks about the event of Pentecost.
五旬节就是逾越节后的五十天。
Now Pentecost is the day that is 50 days after the Passover ceremony.
五旬节就是啊，当时这个农作物的丰收，为着这个丰收来感谢神。
It's the day where they celebrate the great harvest.
所以我们看见当时的门徒也是聚在一起。
So、therefore, we see those disciples; they were gathering together.
但是突然之间就有响声下来。
But suddenly there was a loud sound that came from above.
哦，好像一阵大风，一阵大风吹过他们的这个屋子，吹进他们。
And it feels like a strong, violent wind that was blowing into the house.
然后圣灵。这位至高神的灵就好像那个火焰，像蛇头那个形状的火焰，分别降在门徒的身上。
And then the Holy Spirit, just of the Almighty God, just condescend onto each and every disciple under him as if they were like tongues of fire.
那一百二十个门徒就被圣灵充满。
And these 120 disciples were completely filled by the Holy Spirit.
按照圣灵所赐的口才说起另外一种语言。
And then they began to speak in tongues, in languages that the gift of the Holy Spirit gave to them.
果然主耶稣吩咐他们等候的圣灵就降临了。
Indeed, the command the Lord told them to wait upon patiently has come to being.
哎，我们看这个PowerPoint 更清楚一点。
Let's take a look at the slides.
就是有三个动词嘛。
There are three words to describe this.
就是当时的门徒听见有响声下来。
First, they heard a loud sound from heaven.
然后他们感受到，每个人都感受到有大风吹过。
And next, they felt a violent wind.
同时，他们也看见圣灵像火样，像蛇头火样的开始落在他们的身上。
And thirdly, they saw the Holy Spirit descending upon them like tongues of fire.
以至于他们能说出他们原来不会说的言语。
The point that they were able to speak languages that they did not know beforehand.
那有多少种言语呢？
There are how many types of languages were there?
至少有15种以上不同的言语。
There were at least 15 different languages being spoken.
包括埃及话。
Including the Egyptian language.
如果你是你是当时的门徒。
If you were disciples at that moment.
请问你会不会非常的震惊？
Well, how would you feel at that moment? Would you be like bewildered?
不但说的人震惊，连听的人也很震惊嘛。
Not only those who spoke those languages, but even those who were among them.
啊，所以当时的人非常的惊讶。
So they were all surprised.
啊，请大家来继续读的《使徒行传》二章的六到八节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verses 6 to 8.
六到八节，我们一起来，请。这声音一响，众人都来聚集。个人听见门徒用众人的相谈说话，就甚纳闷，都惊讶稀奇，说：“看哪、这说话的不都是加利利人吗？我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的相谈呢？”
Chapter 2 of the book of Acts, verses 6 to 8. Let us read it together. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language?"
我们真的看见圣灵奇妙的作为。
That we can indeed see the workings of the Holy Spirit.
他们用不同的言语来述说神的作为。
The disciples were using different languages to speak forth the works of the Spirit.
就是说，他们说的内容非常重要。
The content of what they were speaking was very important.
请大家来读十一节。
Let's take a look at verse 11.
请格里底和亚拉伯人都听见他们用我们的乡谈讲说神的大作为。
And the Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues.
他们虽然用不同的方言、不同的土话，但是说的内容都是一样。
Even though they were using different tongues and languages, and yet they had one united team.
讲说什么？
What did he say?
神的大作为吗？
The wonderful works of God.
可见圣灵降在门徒的身上是有目的的。
Therefore, that shows us that the reason the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples, there is a purpose for that.
就是要门徒说出耶稣基督的救恩。
Because God wants the disciples to speak forth the salvation of Jesus.
最重要的事情。
That's the most important lesson.
那今天的题目是 认识圣灵的作为。
The sermon for this morning is to recognizing the works of this Holy Spirit.
有两个重点。
There are two important points.
就是圣灵要使用每一位基督徒。
Number one, the Holy Spirit will intend to use every Christian.
第二点,
Number two,
就是我们要常常述说耶稣的救恩。
That we must frequently speak of the salvation of Jesus.
刚才我们这个Matthew他说的这个比喻很好。
Just our brother Matthew used a very good analogy.
这个手电筒里面如果没有电池了，就不能发光了。
If a flashlight has no battery, it will not light it.
他就用比喻这个电池就好像圣灵。
Well, he uses the analogy of the flashlight and the battery to represent the Holy Spirit.
地球上的每一位基督徒都有圣灵的内住，同意吗？
So every Christian in the world has the Holy Spirit indwelling in us, right?
既然有圣灵的内住，我们就为主发光。
So if we have this indwelling of the Holy Spirit, let us shine forth for the light.
发光就是你要常常去述说耶稣基督在你身上的恩典。
Shining forth the light means you have to go out and tell about the blessing and salvation of Jesus.
而且要告诉别人为什么这个好消息跟你有关系嘛。
And explain to people around you why there is a relationship between you and this great news.
如果别人问你了,
if someone asks you,
到底什么叫做圣灵充满呢?
What is the meaning of being filled by the Holy Spirit?
圣灵充满就是当基督徒有了圣灵内住以后,
it is when the Spirit indwells in us, and after that,
我们愿意接受圣灵来掌管我们全人的生活。
We are willing to allow the Holy Spirit to be in complete control of our lives.
我们愿意按照圣经神的话去做。
And we are willing to follow the instructions of the Bible.
我们整个的人，我们的思想，我们的眼睛，我们的言语，我们的行为，我们都求圣灵来带领，来管理。
And we will invite the Holy Spirit and God to come into our lives to guide us every step of our life.
这就叫做圣灵充满。
That is what it meant by being filled by the Holy Spirit.
当然，我们和圣灵有一个互动的关系。
Well, we have this interactive kind of a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
难怪使徒保罗常常要我们顺服圣灵的带领。
No wonder why the Apostle Paul continually encouraged us to have relationship with the Spirit.
因为圣灵住在你我心里，必定有一个目的的。
Because there must be a reason why the Holy Spirit indwells in us in our life.
我们有一个任务要按着圣灵的带领去完成。
There's a mission that we have to accomplish.
所以对基督徒来说
to a Christian,
最重要的事情就是我愿意被圣灵来使用。
Most important to a Christian is that I must be willing to avail myself to be used by the Holy Spirit.
这个心态非常重要。
This is a very important attitude.
我的生命不是我我自己来做主。
This is a life of mine. That does not mean that I'm allowing myself to run my life.
是我愿意完全降服在圣灵的面前，求他来使用。
Rather, I'm willing to come before the Lord and surrender my entire life.To God and to the Holy Spirit, and let it run my life.
请大家仔细想想看。
I want you to serious ponder upon this.
我们这样一个平凡渺小的人
，We are just very ordinary folks.
竟然能够被这么一位伟大、至高、奇妙的圣灵来使用。
And yet this holy and great and almighty wonderful Spirit is willing to.Use us as an instrument.
是不是我们的福气
Isn't that our blessings?
那我们都知道
And we all know.
神本来就是全能的神
We all understand that God is Almighty God.
神说有就有 命立就立
Yeah, when God commands it, that it will be.
请问有什么事情是神不能做的呢
So is there anything that God cannot do?
没有啊
Nothing.
何况还有千千万万的天使听命于神呢
and on top of that, there are thousands upon thousands of army of angels who is waiting on God's command to serve him.
那神就要天使去做就行了。
Well, God would easily just command the angels to go and take care of the business.
所以你想想看。
So just think about it.
如果今天神要来使用你。
So today, if the Lord wants to use you,
是不是你的福气呢
Isn't that a blessing for you?
其实我们是非常荣幸的
We are honored to be with you
因为我们这样一个平凡的人能够被这一位独一伟大至高的神来使用我是何等的有福
Just think about it that this great and almighty God is willing to condescend to come and use you and me just a very ordinary personIsn't that great blessings?
所以我们能够理解到圣灵住在我们的里面有圣灵的目的。
So therefore, we fully understand that there is a purpose for the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
一方面，我们看 PowerPoint， 一方面要帮助我们成长成圣。
First of all, it is to allow us to be serving the Holy Spirit in my life.
另一方面，要使用我们成为耶稣的见证者。
Yeah, so first, the Holy Spirit wants to help me grow into spiritual maturity.
时间过得很快。
Time has passed swiftly.
感恩节就快到了。
Well, very soon we have Thanksgiving.
所以牧师鼓励大家预备好你的见证。
Well, I want all of you to prepare your personal testimony.
能够在众人面前述说神在你身上的。
So that when called upon, you will be able to.Speak forth how God has changed your life.
能够告诉更多的人神在你家、你的孩子、你的工作上的恩典。
That you may be able to tell of the blessings that God has bestowed upon you, your family, and your children.
这个实在太重要。
This is absolutely important.
我有的时候很感叹。
Sometimes I felt bad.
基督徒好像不知不觉成了沉默的大众。
A lot of Christians has gradually become the silent majority.
都不讲。
We keep our mouth shut.
结果异端什么摩门教什么耶和华证人会，他们就猛讲。
So when the children of God refuse to speak, so those Mormonism followers of Jehovah's, they begin to speak up.
所以我们真的要加油啊。
So let's work together.
对神的儿女来讲，其实天天都是感恩节嘛。
To us as Christians, as children of God, every day is Thanksgiving.
因为是神给我们生命、气息、能力、工作、家庭。
But it is God who has given us our life and our strength to live our days.
因为是神把我们放在一起互相鼓励。
It is God who put all of us together. together to encourage one another.
所以我们大家可以同心合一的来服侍我们的主。
That we may come united together to serve the Almighty God.
有的时候，神也允许我们犯错。
Well, there are times when God disregards our mistakes.
就像做爸爸妈妈，有的时候也可以宽容包容你的孩子犯的错误。
That is similar to parents not forgiving their children for what they have done wrong.
但是是帮助我们从错误中不断的改进。
So that we may grow and learn from our mistakes.
所以我们看见神是永远以他的恩慈来对待我们。
Therefore, we can see that God mercifully and gracefully treat us.
那我们到底怎么样来报恩呢
？So how should we respond?
就是常常述说主耶稣的恩典。
And that is by constantly speaking forth the grace and the amazing grace of God.
我们也有的时候听人会这样讲。
Well, sometimes we heard people say this.
哎呀，不要用口去说了，只要这个活出一个好的见证就可以了。
You don't have to say anything. Just live out in your life.
你觉得对不对
？Do you think it's right?
不要说了，你就活着一个很好的见证， yeah. 好的工作。
You don't have to say anything. Just live your life correctly.
告诉你只对了一半。
Tell you this partially right.
因为如果全世界的基督徒都不用口去讲福音，请问别人怎么知道福音的内容是什么呢
？So just imagine if all the Christians in the world refuse to speak up the salvation of Jesus Christ, how would people know?
生活的见证固然重要。
Of course, it is important that we have some of living testimonies.
但是仍然要用言语文字要把福音传讲的清清楚楚。
And yet the form and the letter of the gospel has to be spoken out clearly.
这就是为什么 Wendy 要去台北。
That's the reason why Sister Wendy has to go to Northern Thailand.
这就是为什么世界上有那么多无名的宣教士去非洲、去云南、去欧洲、去乡下、去监狱。
And then, that's the same reason there are so many missionaries going into Africa, going into other continents, going even into the prison ministry.
因为要把耶稣基督的福音讲得清楚完备。
Because when they clearly explain the wonders of the teachings in the Bible,
让听的人可以明白，可以理解。
And those who hear the word of God can understand.
我们在使徒行传里面
，in the book of Acts.
我们看见圣灵降下的结果是什么
？We can see the result when the Holy Spirit descend onto the disciples.
就是当时的120个人用不同的言语都在述说神的大作为。
The result is that we can see 120 disciples speaking about the wonderful works of the Holy Spirit.Among the people in different languages.
用15种不同的方言相谈去述说神的作为。
They were speaking of the works of God in more than 15 languages.
以至于当时其他的人都非常震惊。
To such an extent that people were so amazed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
让我们愿意做贵重的器皿，求圣灵来使用。
So let us avail ourselves so that the Spirit can use us.
只要你有一颗愿意的心。
As long as that you are willing to.
你说你愿意，圣灵就会使用你。
When you say I'm willing, the Lord, the Spirit will use you.
最怕你对圣灵说，我很忙，我不愿意，那就没办法了。
On the other hand, if you say, oh, I'm very busy, I just cannot do it, and there's nothing the Spirit can do.
其实我们的祷告很简单。
But our prayer can be very simple.
就是求你使用我成为耶稣基督的见证人。
Lord, may please use me as a witness for the Lord Jesus.
求你的圣灵来帮助我，给我勇气，给我智慧。
Lord, may your Spirit give me the wisdom and the courage.
一有机会就传讲耶稣基督的好消息。
That whenever there's an opportunity, I will speak forth the celebrate the wonderful works of Jesus Christ.
很多人都喜欢听见证.
A lot of people love to listen to testimonies.
因为听一听当事人是如何亲身经历耶稣基督的帮助.
It's a great way for us to experience the personal experiences of people who have come face to face with the Lord Jesus.
一讲到好消息，我就想到好消息电视台.
Well, immediately it brought me up to this wonderful blog called the Good TV Christian blog.
我就想到真情部落格.
And you think about this truth blog.
那都是真实的, 不同人的见证嘛.
It's a blog where you can see and hear a lot of personal testimonies.
在这个真情部落格里面,
in this particular blog,
从医生、教授、大老板、小老百姓, 各式各样真实的见证.
There are live testimonies of people like doctors, professors, business owners, and even very ordinary citizens sharing their life with you.
他们都在诉说自己经历耶稣的改变.
And they will, through this blog, share with you how they experience the Holy Spirit of God.
因此他们的生命被翻转过来.
And because of the encounter, the life has been changed.
他们都认识这一位又真又活的主.
And they came to know this real and living Lord.
那真情部落格通常有大概40分钟左右的 这个时间.
Normally the extent of this blog is about 40 minutes.
但是现在为了鼓励大家忙碌的生活还有短板.
But sometimes they also have the condensed version.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. 只有15分钟.
It's only 15 minutes.
把最精彩的故事、最精彩的这个见证经历呈现给大家.
But this 15 minutes condensed version will give you the highlight of the personal testimony of those people.
如果你没有看过的，鼓励你去看一看.
If you have not visited this website, I encourage you to do so.
那这些美好的见证需要你我他去推广.
And this is a wonderful ministry that requires us, you and me, to help push it out.
当你看了以后，不仅仅是你得到激励，你得到帮助而已.
So when you read about it, not only are you personally, your life being touched.
你可以轻轻一按一个微信，唰一传，另外的什么30个、50个，你的朋友都可以看到了。
And just simply at the push of a button, you will be able to send it to your all your friends and relatives, and they will also benefit from this blessing.
我强调一下。
I want to encourage this.
只要你有心，福音就透过你的手，透过你的口广传出去了。
As long as there is a will, there is a way for you to share, to share forth this gospel.
关键就在于你愿不愿意嘛.
The most important is, are you willing?
保罗说福音本是神的大能.
The gospel is the word of God.
要做一切相信的.
So that although because it is the power of God that brings forth salvation to everyone who believes. So may the Lord help each one of us to be ambassadors of the gospel. And together let us fervently push this work.
And
we may send out these wonderful testimonies to many families.
That we
may render the honor and the glory to the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，请允许我讲一句我心里的话。
Allow me to speak my heart out.
如果你真的这么做,
you really do that,
我问你感谢主,
I'll give thanks to you.
你是最有智慧的人,
you're the most wise person in the world.
因为你懂得 把一切你生命的精华投资在永恒神永恒的国度里去.
Because you have made the decision to invest your entire life and everything into the everlasting eternal kingdom of God.
这个地上一切的荣华富贵都会过去.
The riches in the world will one day pass away.
但是唯有神的国永远长存.
Only the kingdom of God will last into eternity.
当你有愿意的心，当你积极行动的时候，
and when you take this positive action,
请问神看见没有？
You think God will not see that?
请问神记不纪念？
You think God will remember that?
你所做的点点滴滴是为着神的国度，为着抢救人的灵魂，神一定纪念。
Amen. You do everything is doing it for His kingdom and for God. Do you think God will not bless you?
今天的题目是什么？
What is the sermon title today?
认识圣灵的作。
Recognizing the works of the Holy Spirit.
有两个重点。
Two important points.
我们一起读一下，来，来，圣灵要使用每一位基督徒。
The Holy Spirit intends to use every Christian.
第二，来，我们要常常诉说主耶稣的救恩。
We must frequently speak of the salvation of Jesus.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你将使徒行传摆在我们面前。
Lord, we thank you that you put the books of the Acts of the Apostles in front of us.
让我们看见当圣灵降下奇妙的作为。
That we may be able to see and witness the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
许多的门徒都在诉说神你自己的大作为。
And when that happened, many disciples were able to speak forth the wonderful works.
现在我们求你的圣灵大大作工。
And we pray at this moment that your spirit will continue to work in us.
让我们的弟兄姐妹都刚强壮胆。
That our brothers and sisters will be encouraged.
勇敢地站起来。
If you will have this courage to stand up.
借着各种的方式来诉说你的恩典。
And use all kinds of methods to share of your love and salvation.
传讲你的福音。
Talk about all your gospel.
因为我们都愿意做主的门徒，传主的福音。
Or we want to be your disciples and we want to share forth your gospel.
我们把一切的荣耀归给你。
We render all glory unto you.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣
基督的名。
阿门。